This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Barring any last-minute extensions, states have until the end of the year to enact the final provisions of the Affordable Care Act before the law is fully implemented in 2014. The biggest pieces of the health care law still being worked out include expanding health care assistance for the poor and the development of health insurance marketplaces called exchanges. Dee Dee DePierson is the executive director of the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative. She says in both cases, Colorado is ahead of most of the nation.
Colorado is fortunate in that we're one of 17 really leader states that are on track to get their exchange up and running by 2014, which means that we will have an exchange that is sort of uniquely suited to the people of Colorado and the small businesses and really sort of meet the needs. The states that haven't been able to sort of be on track or have delayed are either going to end up with a federal exchange or a partnership with a federal exchange. And so Colorado is really fortunate. It's been a huge amount of work, but we're going to have something that we've designed and implemented, and that's really, really important.
Now, another big issue for the state to work out is this expansion of Medicaid. The cost is obviously a major sticking point for many lawmakers, but are there other hurdles?
You know, there is a cost, but I think the governor and his announcement really feels like, you know, they've looked at the costs and the cost benefit and the huge amount of revenues that it will bring into the state, the multiplier effect for the number of jobs it will create, as well as the 160,000 people that will get new coverage, and really seen it as a value add for Colorado. There is a cost, but I think that they are working on the financing mechanisms, and we'll see that through legislation this year.
Now, I know one of the ideas behind the Medicaid expansion is that it will keep overall healthcare costs down. I'm wondering, what indicators will you be looking at to see if that's working as intended? Have you established that yet?
You know, there are a few things. People will actually be healthier, which means they're more productive at home, at school, and in community. They get less expensive sources of care. So rather than delaying care and going to an emergency room, they're going to get the more regular care that they need to keep them out of that very expensive sort of care. And I think, in general, one of the key provisions in the Affordable Care Act, and for both the exchanges and Medicaid, is around cost containment. So it's not only getting people covered, but it's how do we look at an effective and efficient system that is getting people the care they need when they need it, but not using healthcare excessively or not duplicating tests with providers and that kind of thing. So there are a lot of those provisions, both in work that the state is doing with like accountable care organizations and bundled payments and sort of looking at those, but also in the federal law.
You meet with health leaders from other states from time to time. What kind of things come up for discussion when you talk about what Colorado is doing in terms of moving forward on this law?
The two big things sort of on our plate, I think, is one, talking about Colorado as a model for really moving forward in a bipartisan way on a lot of different pieces of legislation. You know, most of the states are not completely red or completely blue, but they're purple like Colorado. And so I think a lot of states look at Colorado and say, wow, the things they're doing, we may be able to actually replicate in our state because they are bipartisan. I think the other really big conversation is how do we start to reach all the people we need to reach who will be eligible, particularly for the exchange. Like, we've been very focused on that. The insurance commissioner has put out a statistic that we need to enroll 800 people a day in coverage every day during the 6 months open enrollment period to get everybody in. Now, that's probably not going to get everybody in that first enrollment period, but, you know, that's a target. And so how do we reach all those people, tell them about the exchange, educate them about insurance, and get them enrolled?
Well, thanks so much. That's Dee Dee DePierson with the advocacy group Colorado Consumer Health Initiative.